Personnel were potentially compromised. Ian Duncan Smith, who's one of a handful of MPs to be sanctioned by China, says the Chinese government's a real threat to the UK.
All of this is part of a coordinated plan to undermine and destroy the very way we live our lives, because they don't believe in democracy or freedom of speech. And all of that is going on in China, and they want to export that elsewhere.
The Defence Secretary Grant Shapps will update MPs about it later. Hamas says Israel taking control of the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing is a dangerous escalation. The militant group claims that'll disrupt a proposal for a ceasefire, which it supports, though Israel says the draft deal doesn't go far enough. Hamza Youssef signed a letter to the King resigning as Scotland's First Minister. John Swinney, who was elected unopposed as the SNP's new leader, is expected to succeed him later. An alleged samurai sword attacker has appeared at the Old Bailey, accused of murdering a 14-year-old in northeast London last week. Marcus Monzo is alleged to have stabbed Daniel Angerin in the neck and chest as the teenager walked to school in Hainault. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt says the prosecutor gave a graphic account of what investigators say happened.
It was when he was describing the attack on him, he gave the grim details of his injuries. He was, he said, essentially decapitated.
The head of P&O Ferries admits the company has paid workers as little as £4.87 an hour. During questioning by MPs, Peter Hebblethwaite denied claims he's a modern-day pirate. Katy Perry says her mum was fooled by an AI-generated image of the singer appearing at the Met Gala. It surfaced on social media, but she wasn't at the event in New York. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much indeed, Daisy. Well, now everyone's back at work, the weather decides to behave itself. So yes, we can expect a fair amount of warm sunshine today with a high of 19 degrees, which is going to dip to 8 degrees by dawn, with more sunny intervals on the cards for the rest of the week. And the good news is that we should be seeing full-on sunshine at the weekend with tops of 21 or 22 degrees. Now, that's more like it.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 1-2-3.
Out of sight.
Oh yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible to do. In this world of troubles, my music brings me through. was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, the music of the past, the music of the past.
Music, which is what this show is all about. And it's got Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show. First off, of course, a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward and her guests, Eddie Reader and Mark Nevin of the chart-topping band Fairground Attraction for the past 3 hours of scintillating radio. And, of course, Michelle will be returning tomorrow bright and early at 10 o'clock to do it all over again. Now, on this show today, we're going to be telling you about the woman who managed to hit the jackpot on a lottery. Not once, but twice in 10 weeks, would you believe? How lucky can you get? And, of course, being a Tuesday, Margaret Mills will be joining me during the second hour to tell us about Elizabeth Blount, who was one of Henry VIII's mistresses, who it seems was smuggled out of London just before she gave birth to one of the king's illegitimate offspring. But before all that, let's kick things off musically and locally from local lass Sophie Griffiths. This is Monster.
I didn't get much sleep last night. I know she's back again, hanging on to things that I regret. She makes me feel so small sometimes. It doesn't make no sense, 'cause we're the same, so I'm to blame. I'm sick of seeing red. Cause I'm wasting all my energy. I'm my own worst enemy. Oh, I can't walk away from me. I can't walk away. There's a monster stuck in my head, and she takes all she can get. Talking loud, no, I'm not listening. Cause I'm wasting all my energy. I'm my own worst enemy. Oh, I can't walk away from me. I can't walk away. There's a monster stuck in my. I wondered if we could be friends, start us all over again. But too many times you mess with my mind, and I'm done playing pretend. There's a monster stuck in my.
Yeah, local lass there, Sophie Griffiths and Monster. Now, thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, part of the Trussell Trust, currently able to support around 200 local people every week. And these numbers are increasing all the time, and without your continued support, none of this would be possible. You can keep tabs on current needs by checking the food bank link on our website. But note that in addition to food, the food bank also try to help people in other ways by directing people to other organisations such as CAP for debt and Peabody for housing and benefit issues. And of course, with better weather on the way, you may be considering a garden barbecue, especially this coming weekend. And if so, note that the Brentwood Brewing Company are offering discount vouchers to anyone donating food to the food bank via the collection bucket in their shop. And please note that the food bank has two centres where you can donate. The one is Doddinghurst Road Community Church, 56 to 60 Doddinghurst Road here in Brentwood, which is open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. And the other alternative is the Brentwood Baptist Church, 91 Kings Road. That's open Fridays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. But if it's easier, just give them a call. Call them on 01277 224 528. That is a Brentwood number, which is 01277 224 528, and you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks very much for all your help. Now, just recently we've been giving quite a bit of airplay to a new song by our old friend Julia May. The song was written by Brentwood songwriters Graham Harris and Michael Harrington. And to my mind and ears, this is probably the best track that Julian has ever done. It's called Everywhere I Go. Give it a listen now and see what you think.
Like that star, it's you.
98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonny Go!
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes. I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star. If I could get out of this place. Oh, la 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 di di da. La la di di da da da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the way
Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Absolute classic from a few years ago, from Billy Joel, that is the Piano Man. Now, get this, a woman has won a $1 million prize on the lottery, not once, but the second time within 10 weeks on the Massachusetts State Lottery. Her name is Christine Wilson, and she was the lucky winner who hit the jackpot, as I say, twice. Well, Ms. Wilson from Attleboro, Massachusetts, won her most recent prize playing the 100 times cash on a $10 instant ticket game. Back in February, she claimed the first $1 million at £796,000 prize. In the Lifetime Millions, $50, which is an instant ticket machine. Again, on both occasions, she opted to receive her prize in the form of a one-time payment of $650,000. That's 518,000 quid. When she won her first prize, Ms. Wilson said that she planned to use some of her winnings to buy a new car. She plans to put the latest windfall into savings. And Ms. Wilson bought her most recent ticket at the Family Food Mart in the U.S. town of Mansfield. And the shop will receive, would you believe this, $10,000, a £7,900 bonus for its sale of the ticket, according to the Massachusetts State Lottery. Yeah, she bought her first $1 million ticket at Dubs Discount Liquors in the same town. Whether they got any special prize in the lottery, I've no idea. Anyway, just for her, here's Hot Chocolate. You never fail. Chocolate proclaiming that everyone's a winner. Well, I don't think everyone's a winner, but certainly that Ms. Wilson is certainly doing very well, having won the lottery twice, which you believe, within 10 days. Now, just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive, and joining Joe once more this afternoon will be Sally Sykes and Karen Cole from Essex Business Partnerships. And then at 6, the modern girl, the modern Essex girl, no less, Nikki Travers herself will be along, followed at 8 by Rob Harvey, who once again will be inviting you to head off to Sin City. And then, of course, it is new time of 10 p.m. It'll be Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this, a two-hour miscellany like no other, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop hits back-to-back on Destination Dawn.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
My story, you know why I'm standing here tonight. Please don't go, don't be in a hurry. I'm here to make it clear, make it right. Well, I know I've acted foolish, but I promise you no more. I finally found that something worth reaching for. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here. I've hungered for
time can do so much for you. Still more, I need your love. God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Sigh. Wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Fantastic ending to that one from the Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody. And before that, it was Shane Ward, and That's My Goal.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a bit later than usual because heck of a lot of something going on. First of all, the M25. You do not want to be on the M25. Anti-clockwise, all lanes have actually reopened following an incident requiring the air ambulance at just before Junction 27 for the M11. And there are long delays all the way back to Junction 28 for the A12. And the M25 is also blocked clockwise due to a vehicle fire just after Junction 27 for the M11, and the severe delays are back past to Junction 26 for the A121. So as you can imagine, the M11 London bound, there are long delays there between Junction 6 Harlow and Junction 7 the M25, all due to the problems on the M25. And elsewhere, well, here in Brentwood, the slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road, the A128, and Shenfield Road, the A1023, and Ingrave Road, the A128, towards the High Street, and A1023 at Wilson's Corner. In Thundersley, it is slow on Rayleigh Road, northbound between Dawes Heath Road and the Rayleigh Weir interchange for the A127. And in also in Rayleigh, it's slow on Crown Hill towards the High Street. And in Rayleigh, there's also slow-moving traffic on Webster's Way between the High Street and Eastwood Road. And, of course, we've still got the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. In Billericay, there's a road closure affecting Norsey Road, and that's going on until the 17th of May. Temporary traffic signals are in operation in Hutton on Long Ridings Avenue, at Woodland Avenue, and also on Byron Road around Kingsley Road. And telecoms work is resulting in temporary traffic signals on Church Street at West Haddingfield Road in Great Baddow. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, note that all national rail services could be affected by strike action right through until Saturday, and there are reduced services operating on many services, including Greater Anglia, and there are no services at all today on C2C. You are advised to check before you travel. And as far as London transport services are concerned, Kentish Town Underground Station is closed until late summer while escalators are replaced, but the Thameslink Station will remain open, and minor delays are affecting the Circle and Northern lines currently. And of course, you can get more information by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk. And as Shania Twain would say, that don't impress me much.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve, just in case. And all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Before you let me get in, I can't believe you kiss your car at night. Now come on, baby, tell me, you must be joking, right? Oh, oh, you think you're something special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you got a car.
That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Oh, oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch?
Nah, nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights.
That don't impress me.
Phoenix FM.
It's nearly 10 o'clock on a Tuesday and you're thinking, what should I do? Obviously, you should tune into the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Ridiculous holidays, celebrity birthdays, roving reports, prediction master, intense debates on social media, and, of course, great music all suggested by you, lovely legend listeners. The show that goes like this, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. till midnight on Phoenix FM. Don't miss it. Terms and conditions apply. They don't really. I just thought you had to say that at the end of things on the radio. Sorry.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St. Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St. Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Some satisfaction, we're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it is all about.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
After midnight, after midnight,
after midnight, we're gonna shake your tambourine.
After midnight, after midnight,
after midnight, so go be peaches and cream. And suspicion, we're gonna give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it all about? What it all about?
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang.
Letting it all hang down there after midnight. That's Eric Clapton.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, this is definitely not happening after midnight. The Billericay Horticultural Society are inviting you to a plant sale and coffee morning at Billericay Reading Rooms, 73 High Street in Billericay, this coming Saturday morning. That's the 11th of May between 8:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Totally free to get in, and you can get more information by taking a look at our website, phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And here with the smile is Holly Hannigan. Hannigan. And to take us to news time at 2 o'clock, here's Becky Hill.
Found a sense of peace in our love. Learned to separate ourselves from us. We had patience when life gets too much. I'm so proud of where we have come from.
can get. You gave me the confidence to be fearless, and I will fight for you with every last breath. As we've been through hell, back again, push me out to the edge. Arguments cry for help, difference in now and then. So I hope you know that as long as you let.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. From the